Lesson 22. The Glove and the Lions. King Francis was a hearty king, and loved a royal sport, and one day, as his lions fought, sat looking on the court. The nobles filled the benches round, the ladies by their side, and amongst them sat the Count de Lorge, with one for whom he sighed. And truly it was a gallant thing to see that crowning show, valour and love, and a king above, and the royal beasts below. Ramped and roared the lions, with horrid, laughing jaws. They bit, they glared, gave blows like beams, a wind went with their paws. With wallowing might and stifled roar, they rolled on one another, till all the pit with sand and mane was in a thunderous smother. The bloody foam above the bars came whizzing through the air. Said Francis then, "Truth, gentlemen, we are better here than there." De Lorge love o'erheard the king, a beauteous, lively dame, with smiling lips and sharp, bright eyes, which always seemed the same. She thought, "The Count, my lover, is as brave can be. He surely would do wondrous things to show his love of me. King, ladies, lovers, all look upon, the occasion is divine. I'll drop my glove to prove his love, great glory will be mine." She dropped her glove to prove his love, then looked at him and smiled. He bowed, and in a moment leapt among the lions wild. The leap was quick, return was quick, he had regained his place, then threw the glove, but not with love, right in the lady's face. "In truth," cried Francis, "rightly done," and he rose from where he sat. "Not love," quoth he, "but vanity sets love a task like that."